the Mathises who lived where Adkins lived now, and they were just the most wonderful neighbors. I don't know if you've heard of them, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Edie passed away a few years ago. And Lon left the country, and nobody's heard, to my knowledge, haven't heard from him since. But, and his parents lived over there, too. And, well, the original owner, a man who built that house, was Paul Bittner, where Sue lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he was the nicest man. And he mined up on Upper Deadwood. And he built that house. And but I don't think he ever got to live in it, because he got sick with cancer and passed away when he was 60 years old, I think. But very, very nice man, Paul. So then the Mathises acquired the house, and then Sincola's lived there, and
mm-hmm.
she made it really cozy and homey. But when Mathises lived there, and we had a path through the back between our place and theirs, and it might be 40 below, but they'd call, we had an intercom phone, and they'd call, hey, how about a cribbage game? We said, sure, come on over. So here they'd come. And we just, you know, everybody was so friendly and so good. It was just really great. But then the time came when, well, in the summer there we would have people. At one time I think we had 40 people there in the yard. It was like a camp, well, it was a campground, I guess you might say. You know, our friends would come out, for, especially for Memorial Day and also Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lots of people there in the yards, and we had such good times. But then the time came when it seemed necessary for us to move back to town. Of course, we wanted to be nearer to our family, for one thing, and for medical reasons too, we thought it was best. So, and the nice thing about it was that Bob and Loretta came and asked us if they could buy our place. There was no such thing as agents. It was just